We're up to Simin Tuf Nun Hei, the Halachas of Mayim Shalanu. We're up to Siv Beis, and we'll be doing Siv Beis and Gimel. Yesh Omim Shemayim HaMechunasim B'Sistirna Mutter Lalush Behem Samach L'Shi'ivasam. The Halacha is that you're supposed to draw water before the night. This way the water will be able to cool off overnight. The reason being, we learned, because the underside of the wells and the rivers warm up on warm up at that time of year, so we have to draw the water beforehand. Some say that if you're dealing with a well that is built above ground, then it does not heat up at night, and therefore there's no need to have the water sit overnight. Vein lo hakol bedavar, but the Mechaber says not to be makel im lo b'shas hadchak, unless it's a shas hadchak. The reason being that we happen to see that the bottom of it, since it's touching the ground, actually does warm up. Certainly, if you're talking about something built above ground, but the water is part of the water is underground, that is considered a well, and you need mayim shalanu. Similarly, water in the pipe system, we would not be able to just use. You have to draw it and let it sit overnight. In the case of rainwater, so we say that the rainwater cooled off, and you only have to. You do not really have to wait. All you have to do is keep them in a very cool place. Siv Gimel. Ein lolush b'mayim chamim. You are not to knead dough for matzah mitzvah, or for any matzah, with warm water. Afil lo nischamu el b'chama, even if it was just the sun that warmed them up. So that's the first thing. You're not allowed to use that. And even, this is even if they cooled off. The Mishnah Berurah brings that some are makel if they did cool off. And the Mishnah Berurah says that in the case of Hefsid Merubah, meaning that you baked a lot of matzahs, you can rely on the opinions that if it warmed up and then cooled down, that it's all right. But otherwise, we don't use this water at all. V'lo b'mayim hagrufim midud gadol. Also, not water that comes from a large water tank. Shenechushto ove, where the metal of it is thick. The toli al mokam eish, and it is sitting near the fire. Umayim shebesocho poshrim, and the water inside it is lukewarm. Afilu kasheina eish tachtav, even when there's no fire over there. The reason for that is because this particular water container keeps its heat for a very long time. It doesn't make a difference if this is metal or this is ceramic. V'im over losh bein be'elu bein b'mayim shalolanu aser. Whereas if you b'dieved, you bake the matzah mitzvah with this water or water that didn't stay overnight, it is aser. V'yesh cholkim matirim b'losh b'mayim shalolanu. And then there are cholkim who are matir with if you baked with mayim that did not stay overnight. The Yesh Omrim, there are those who say that b'shogeg mutter, that if you did not do this on purpose, it was an accident, so there Chazal did not give you a knas, and b'dieved it is all right. U'b'shas adchak yeshismo chaleim, and b'shas adchak you can rely on them, says Doramo Agov, afilu b'lodchak yesh lahatir im over b'shogeg v'laosh b'mayim sh'olonu. If you accidentally kneaded the dough with water that didn't stay overnight, so he says b'dieved, that's all right. Now, lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah is machmir with regard to that kezias of matzah mitzvah that you should not use any water, even if it was b'shogeg, you should not use water that was warmed up or mayim that was shalolanu. Now, another thing. If somebody did bake matzahs with actual warm water, even though we'd consider it chametz on Pesach for achila, not for hana, there would be no iser hana from that. Now, as far as the shear of what's called water that got warmed up, so that has to be warmed up to body temperature. Only then do we call it mayim poshrim. Then it's also to use lechatchila, even if it later cooled off. But if it never reached body temperature, then we would not even call that poshrim. And if it's totally cool, you can actually use that lechatchila then for mayim shalanu.